Hello and good morning and welcome to Café Beva in Glanmire, where the sun is shining furiously and autumn is blooming gorgeously. Now look, I'm sitting opposite the table, opposite Owen O'Leary, and we've just been chatting. So I'm about to ask Owen what he'd like to talk about now. Just Owen, what would you like to talk about in the public arena? Anything at all, whatever's on your mind.
Pension funds.
Okay, off you go. Off you go. 1 minute elevator pitch on pension funds from Owen O'Leary in Café Beva. I'm only giving him time to gather his thoughts. Over to you, Owen.
Okay, I'm looking for somebody to give me a reason as to why we shouldn't remove tax relief for private pension funds. Figures now indicate that if we actually remove tax relief from pension funds, we could save up to 3.5 billion euro annually. So is there a counter-argument? I don't know of one at the moment.
Look, there must be somebody out there who thinks that you're trying to take their money away.
There probably is. To put it in context, private pension fund subsidies are worth 3.5 billion a year to the state, cost the state that. The old age pension in its current only cost the state 1 billion euro. So, I mean, if we're talking about cutting old age pension, I think I'd prefer to see pension relief cut than see old age pensions cut.
So you're saying if we actually got rid of that pension relief, right, we would the state would get that much more taxes in, and that would be extra revenue in, and that would be, you could either give more money to old age pensioners or leave old age pensioners exactly where they are and stop taking money from somewhere else.
Correct, yeah. I mean, you'd have a gain of 3.5 billion. Now, what I don't know is what impact that would have upon employment in the insurance industry, for example.
Who cares about employment in the insurance industry when we can have 3.5 billion savings?
Well, it depends. If we lost 30,000 jobs, for example, that would be income tax then foregone into the state.
Ah, look, we're going to have to lose out somewhere. It's all a question of redistribution of wealth, isn't it?
It is, yeah. So, therefore, I'm now looking for a good reason why we shouldn't remove tax relief from pension funds, private pension funds.
And is there anyone else in the whole world who agrees with you, by the way, or who agrees with this point of view that you've ever heard of? Where on earth would anyone support this idea?
This is what worries me. Vincent Brown is the only other person who agrees with me at the moment.
Vincent Brown, now he's a local Irish talking head. For those of you in America and Australia who have never heard of Vincent Brown, he's one of the editors or the co-editors of a magazine called Phoenix. Or is he involved in Phoenix?
No, he's involved in Village magazine.
Village, right. Is that a magazine that blows the gaff on corruption or something like that?
Occasionally it does, yeah. Occasionally it does. He's also a well-known political journalist, and in fairness to him, his pedigree is he was the first person to question how ethical Mr. Charles Haughey, our former Prime Minister, was, long before anybody else did.
Geez, well, you know, people in Ireland are absolutely mad that they didn't question that man, Haughey, but we're not going into that kind of politics. This is all only about saving money for ordinary citizens. And ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. That's what was on Owen O'Leary's mind this morning over coffee in Café Beva in Glanmire. It's Paul O'Mahony saying cheerio for now.